Decked out in his full Brian regalia today is Jason Bansky got on his Brian Viking football shirt. Is that the same shirt that Mooney wore last night?
No, it's not Mooney's shirt, but this is better. You know, this is the football team. But
yeah, okay,
you know, but Carl was sporting a pretty cool looking shirt last night.
And they served up the boot for you. So now I guess it's permanently retired, huh? It's last home will forever be in Brian. Is that right?
Well. You know, I like that idea.
Yeah, you know, because I mean, you're going to go to something new and different, right? Because you got all four schools now in the same district, so you've got to come up with something else.
It makes sense. We've had the boot going. I think Coach Rogers said before that it was the spike, and now it was the boot, and that boot's getting a little raggedy. But we do appreciate Mayor Pro Tem Carl Mooney and Julie Schultz and Steve Aldridge coming from Colorado Station City Council to celebrate with our Brian Viking football team. We're still in the playoffs. They play. This Friday, 7 p.m. at Waller High School, ISD, against Magnolia West. So come and cheer on the Vikings. And whether you're a Consol fan, Colorado Station High School fan, or Rudder Ranger, or Navasota, and all parts in between, we've only got a few teams in the Brazos Valley that are still left in the playoffs. And so we're always rooting for those. And the further the Vikings advance, the better all the other teams that play them look, in my opinion. But we're proud of Coach Rogers and the Viking football team, and they've done an outstanding job this year. And we had them all in attendance last night at the council meeting, so it was a great celebration. So, but we wish them well onward to state.
Yep. Well, let's talk about some action from last night. Talk to us a little bit about the agreement that was passed last night for another phase of the Traditions retirement community. You did something out in that area. Can you explain that to us a little bit?
Well, we've got a lot of wonderful things going on in the bio corridor, and we did a 3-8 agreement with the Traditions Acquisition Partnership, Limited Partnership for a senior living community, and it's about a 36-acre development. It's going to be close to the Health Science Center there. And, you know, slowly and surely, it's a good thing. Brian and College Station are becoming a retirement mecca here. Got a lot of former students that are wanting to move back to be closer to A&M and the SEC activities and all the wonderful things that go on in our community. And Brian is doing a great job of capturing some of that market. And, you know, you want to be close to health care opportunities. I mean, between hospitals and golf courses, I don't think Brian College Station has more. And I think per capita, Brian's probably got more hospitals and golf courses and the rest. So it's a great place to retire.
Now, when we say retirement community, are these homes that will be owned by seniors, or is it a retirement community where people live in a care type situation?
Well, they've got different phases. I think they'll have an opportunity where you can have some ownership, maybe a casita type situation. And then as you advance in life, then there'll be other opportunities that'll be, you know, assisted living care down to a true type nursing home facility. So I think they're looking at different stages of retirement opportunities. So you can start off when you're 55 years of age and end up when you're 100 years of age and have the different options of care for you available.
Sure. Now, one other thing you did, and it was a final action, and early on in the first reading it probably got more attention, but that had to do with the color palette for businesses and homes, and or I guess businesses basically in Bryan. Your thoughts there as far as that, because again, quite a bit of talk when it first was rolled out.
Well, we're trying to have some consistency throughout the city of Bryan. College Station's kind of had this in place for a long time, so we're playing catch-up on this. But basically, where you won't have a purple building and a pink building and a white building and a black building side by side, there'll be a color palette that you can pick from and choose from, and have a little more consistency throughout the community.
Now, and there's nothing in the ordinance that says from a contrast standpoint, if you're next to a yellow building, as long as it's within the color palette, you can paint your building any color that you want.
Should be okay.
Okay, I got you. Let's talk about your thoughts as far as the Texas Reds report, as you heard it, and how you understand that.
Yeah, we got a positive report from Sandy Ferris yesterday, and the DBA board is a big supporter of Texas Reds. Want to ensure their future success. It's a great thing for our community. They're in the black this year. And there's always room for improvement, and so there's some things that Sandy will be implementing and looking at implementing next year for Texas Reds 2015, which is going to be September 26th and 27th. So go ahead and put that on your calendars. And if you've got any suggestions, you could always email those to the Bryan City Council, to Sandy and at DBA, and let us know of some ideas. Because every year when we make changes, Scott, it's because of someone's recommendation or suggestions, and we keep improving on Texas Reds. But this was the first year that we had a Saturday-Sunday venue. So you had kind of a first Friday atmosphere on Friday, then you had Texas Reds Saturday and Sunday, and you know, those that couldn't come out Saturday were able to come out Sunday, and vice versa, and those that wanted to enjoy both days of it did. So it was a great event. I think they may incorporate more steak opportunities in the future, so that's something they're looking at. I think people are happy with the free admission. When we took down the fences, the merchants seem to be happy with some of the changes, and so a lot of good things, but it keeps improving every year. And again, it's a good thing to promote the city of Bryan and downtown and all the wonderful things going on in our community, a lot of our vendors, a lot of our businesses, and you know, and some of the local talent, you know, whether they're from BISD or some of the surrounding schools and various events. So proud of the job that they've done this year, and want to keep moving it forward.
Full disclosure, I'm on the board of the Downtown Bryan Association that sponsors Texas Reds. Level of support as one member of council, where do you think, remind people where that was this year, and where do you think it needs to be next year and going forward?
Yeah, we're donating or utilizing some of our hot tax for Texas Reds. I think it was like $120,000 for Texas Reds this year. We have to use those funds for what they call heads and beds. We can't use those on infrastructure improvements or fire and police or pay raises or tax deductions. It has to go to tourism-type opportunities, and Texas Reds are one of those venues that we can legally use those funds for, and, again, supporting a community in Bryan. So what that amount may be in future years, we have to take a look at the budget and take a look at what's needed with Texas Reds. But we are seeing a huge increase in our hot tax funds on a month-by-month basis. I mean, you'll see our numbers. They're not misprints when they show a 70% increase from this year over last year. Those are correct, because we've got a lot of new hotels that are popping up in Bryan, and we're seeing a lot of those hotels are full, not only just during game day weekends and football weekends and parents weekends. They're busy year-round, you know, with some of the oil and gas industry going on in our communities, and other visitors and other people, business people traveling to our community. So our hot tax funds have increased, and this is another way that we can utilize those funds.
The as you move forward, as you get ready for the next Texas Reds, are you going to ask for reports ahead of time from DBA as far as a blueprint or a game plan or format?
Well, we've gotten what you could call a blueprint and game plans from Sandy Ferris and DBA this past year. So they'll be working with our city staff and focusing on what needs to be improved on and changed, and we'll definitely have some communication between the two entities.
Ann Horton stepped down from city council, termed out. I'd like to get your comments on her time that she served on council.
Well, Scott, Ann Horton was one of the finest council members I've ever served with, and she was an outstanding mayor pro tem, and you have to understand there's a lot of interaction between the mayor and the mayor pro tem. What meetings I can attend and the events I can attend, the mayor pro tem steps in for me and takes my place. So Ann has done a wonderful job for the citizens of single member district 4, the citizens of Bryan, over the past 7.5 years. A lot of great things have been accomplished because of Ann. We hate to lose her. You know, she was a calm voice on the council, a voice of reason, a fair-minded individual, a good Christian lady. So, you know, I'm thankful to have served with her for the past few years. I hope maybe in the future she'll come back and see us again, and maybe serve in a different capacity with the city. But she's working with our SHIP organization, a nonprofit, and she's got the SHIP store on Cabot Avenue that they operate out of. So she's her heart and soul is in the nonprofit, and her and Robert have done a wonderful job in El Salvador with those efforts there. So we wish her well, and like I said, she will be missed. I guess I can jokingly say that her shoes will never be filled.
That's probably right. That's probably right.
So, again, we do, on behalf of the citizens of Bryan, we do thank Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton for her service to the community.
So back in there now is Mike Sutherland, someone who you've served with on council and who you campaigned actively against. So your thoughts about having him on council again?
Well, the voters voted, and we will serve with whomever they give us to serve with, and whether this is nationally or statewide or locally, you do the best with who you've given. I can say, well, don't blame me. I didn't vote for him, but I've served with Mike before. He may see things a little differently than I see things, but we've always come to good compromises, and we'll have to continue doing that on things in the future here. So the bottom line is you don't just represent the people that elected you from that single-member district, and that's what I try to instill, particularly in Districts 1 and 2, that you're elected to represent the whole city of Bryan. You have to do what's good for the whole entire community, and what's good for the city of Bryan will be good for your single-member districts. And so I encourage Mike and the other council members that are elected by single member districts when they take office to make sure they do the best for the whole entire community. There's been a lot of great things going on since Mike's been off the council, so he'll see that moving forward and look forward to serving with Mike and all the other council members. Greg Owens got re-elected. Look forward to serving with Greg also and continuing to move Bryan forward.
What else you got for us today?
Well, Scott, I want to mention that our annual Lights On ceremony is this Friday. I can't believe it's already almost November 21st.
Yeah.
At 6 p.m., downtown Bryan, Gloria Sell Park, we'll have the Salvation Army Band, the St. Joseph High School Band, Bryan High Chorale. Santa Claus will be in attendance. We'll illuminate the Christmas trees and all the downtown buildings. Since you are on the DBA board, mm-hmm. The mayor would love to see downtown Bryan lit up year round. I've traveled many cities, and it's festive. It puts you in a great mood for a couple months of the year, but why not 12 months of the year? I mean, downtown Bryan is a beautiful place, a beautiful attraction.
See if you can cut us a deal with BTU to make that happen. Okay.
We'll see what we can do, but okay. If you agree that downtown Bryan should be lit up year-round, let everyone know, please. But I think it would be a beautiful sight year-round and put everyone in a festive mood. But we're going to have cookies, hot chocolate. The children are invited to make crafts, visit with Santa Claus. He'll be at the Palace Theater. They've got Tuba Christmas at the Carnegie Plaza. So that's at 6 p.m. this Friday, downtown Bryan. We also have the downtown for all the ladies, and I guess the gentlemen that like to drink wine also, downtown mm-hmm. Sip and Shop. Day after Thanksgiving, head to downtown Bryan and Sip and Shop. So you can drink your wine while you shop. And then Holiday Magic is December 4th at Sue Haswell Park, another annual tradition. Free parking, and they also have a shuttle bus running from Blinn College because parking will be limited at Sue Haswell. They'll have the famous snow hill that you can play with, and right. Santa Claus will be there. That's 5:30 on. Of course, the Bryan College Station Holiday Parade is Sunday, December 7th at 2 p.m., and then the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade is December 12th at 6:30 p.m., But whether you want it here or not, it's already that time of year. You're hearing the music in the stores, and now these events are right around the corner. So come start in celebrating the Christmas season in downtown Bryan this Friday, and appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thank you, Jason Bielski.